you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Wow, we got a lot to do today.
I'm telling you, the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is packed. We're packed tighter than Honey Boo Boo's mama in a pair of skinny jeans. Though I did hear Honey Boo Boo's mama lost a lot of weight recently. But that's just what I heard. And I really don't want to see it, okay? So don't be sending me pictures. I never should have brought this up in the first place. Let's just leave it at, wow, we got a lot to do today. Because we do have a lot to do, that is. Well, for instance, the 4th of July falls on Wednesday this week, so we should talk about that for a few minutes. I mean, nothing says, let's celebrate America, quite like drinking beer and playing with gunpowder, right? I must admit, I've never really been attracted to the idea of setting off my own fireworks. Maybe it's because of my time in the Army. After all, I saw firsthand what kind of damage higher concentrations of gunpowder can cause. And when you get right down to it, fireworks is just tightly controlled, smaller versions of bombs. So exploding little bitty mini hand grenades is not really what I'd call fun and games. I had a cousin who was a pyrotechnician. You know, they set up and then set off fireworks displays for official events, like the 4th of July. Yeah, my cousin was a pyrotechnician. His name was Lemuel. We usually called him by his nickname, Thumbs. No, that's not true. I don't have a cousin named Lemuel. But I do know a guy whose nickname is Thumbs. And yes, that's how he got his nickname. He used to be a pyrotechnician. And I say used to be because it's a little hard to light a match with just your thumbs. So please be careful on the 4th. We read about people getting hurt setting off fireworks every year, it seems like. And I just don't understand why folks insist upon taking that chance, especially after they drink ridiculous amounts of alcohol. And it's annoying when the fireworks are still making noise after midnight on the 4th of July. I always just want to walk outside and scream, "Don't you people have jobs to go to tomorrow? Go to bed, sleep it off. The 4th of July's over." Oh, well, that's enough of that. Like I was saying, we got a lot to do today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, so let's get right to it. One of the things I wanted to talk about today, and yes, it does actually have something to do with cooking for a change, one of the things I wanted to talk about today is a little experiment my wife Cindy and I conducted this past week, homemade pizza. Now, I realize that a lot of you out there bake your own pizzas at home already, so you're probably thinking to yourself, really? Randy's the host of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, and he's just now getting around to trying to bake his own pizza at home. Yeah, well, I'm not proud of it, but it's true. When Cindy and I want pizza, we just call one in, and I go pick it up at the local pizza parlor. But my wife has decided she wants to start eating a more healthy diet, so she bought some whole wheat pizza crust dough at the store, and we built our own pizzas. It was last Tuesday night. Now, she was a good girl, true to her newfound clean living habits. She put on a thin layer of pizza sauce. And by the way, according to more than one pizza expert, and we've interviewed them on this show, there is a difference between pizza sauce and just regular old everyday marinara sauce. So Cindy bought some real pizza sauce. And like I said, she was a good girl. She applied a thin layer of pizza sauce and then a reasonable layer of mozzarella cheese, grated, of course. Then she topped it with spinach and vegetables that she sautéed first and some fresh basil from her garden and Canadian bacon, because supposedly Canadian bacon is extremely lean. To be perfectly honest, I'd never heard that before, so I looked it up. Google is your friend. Because in my mind, I can't imagine bacon being any leaner just because it comes from Canada. I know Canadians think their country is better than the U.S. in a lot of different ways. But How could Canadian pigs have less fat than U.S. pigs? Of course, I'm just being a wiseacre, but as it turns out, Canadian bacon is cut from the leaner backside of the pig, so it actually is lower in calories and fat than traditional bacon. But even that doesn't make sense to me. How could the backside of a pig have less fat than the front side? I don't know about you, but my backside has a lot more fat than my front side. But I digress. Anyway, Cindy was a good girl with her thin layers of pizza sauce and mozzarella cheese and fresh vegetables. But let's just say that my motives were not quite as virtuous as hers. The words healthy and pizza just don't appear in the same sentence in my world. No, my idea of clean living is to take a shower at least once a day. So I dumped over half a jar of pizza sauce on my whole wheat pizza crust dough, and then I heaped about, a half inch of mozzarella cheese on top of that, and then I spaced out about a dozen slices of thick pepperoni. No, who am I kidding? I covered it. I absolutely covered the entire pizza in pepperoni slices. And then I crumbled up some breakfast sausage links, about six altogether, added the leftover Canadian bacon pieces on top of that. Because I'm a man. I'm a man. I eat meat. Cindy said, aren't you going to put any vegetables on there at all? So I sliced up a jalapeno and sprinkled it over the meat. Done. Because I'm a man. I eat meat. Then we place the pizzas in the oven. No pizza pan, by the way. You just lay the pizza dough on the grate in the oven, 400 degrees. 10 minutes later, as my wife took the pizza out, I said, you know, if this doesn't work and it tastes like an old wingtip shoe, the word Schlotzky's is rolling around in my head right now. Cindy looked at me like she wanted to set off a Roman candle in my underwear. But, you know, it was actually pretty good pizza. It wasn't the meat lover's special from the pizza parlor, but it was pretty good. I'd do it again. I'd put more meat on it, because I'm a man. I eat meat. But who ever heard of eating pizza on the 4th of July? No. On the 4th of July, we Americans eat things like brisket and ribs and hamburgers and hot dogs and chicken and fish. You know, meat. So that's what we're going to talk about today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Meat! But why not experiment, kind of like Cindy and I did with homemade pizza? Why not try something new and totally different? And when I say new and totally different, I mean something I can almost guarantee none of you have ever even thought about before. Pork rinds. No, I'm serious. Today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, we're going to talk with Mark Singleton. He's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Rudolph Foods Company. They're based right here in Texas, Dallas to be exact. They make a line of pork rinds and cracklins called Southern Recipe Small Batch, and they feature some of the most creative flavor profiles I have ever heard of, like cilantro lime, blackberry habanero, Korean kimchi barbecue, spicy dill. Yes, these are pork rinds. And before you say, Randy, what do pork rinds have to do with outdoor cooking? Well, you're just going to have to listen and find out. And I'll just bet you'll be pleasantly surprised. You might even be inspired to try something new and totally different. And in keeping with our tradition of talking about a lot of different topics here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, Mark will also tell us about a very worthwhile charity for truck drivers. Did you know we have a truck driver shortage in America? Yeah, it's pretty significant, too. In the thousands. As a matter of fact, we here at Edgewater Multimedia even work with a company that specializes in legal immigration for truck drivers from other countries to help ease that problem. It's called Visa Solutions. This is completely legit immigration. They follow all the rules. They get people green cards. They make sure they pay their taxes. All the things that most level-headed Americans want legal immigrants to do. And most of these legal immigrants are truck drivers. You know, My father-in-law drove an 18-wheeler. Over 30 years, never had an accident. The company was Red Ball Motor Freight. So I've got a special place in my heart for truck drivers. Anyway, it's fascinating, and I think you'll be interested. And if you're like me and you're a football fan, Mark will also tell us about another charity that helps retired pro football players. It helps them deal with issues like post-NFL injuries, CTE, good stuff. So, believe it or not, it's Pork Rind Appreciation Day around here. Come on, admit it. You never thought you'd hear me say that on this show, now did you?
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to texascellphoneboosters.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market. Just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hams.
Please make welcome a first-time guest to the show. His name is Mark Singleton. He is the Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Rudolph Foods Company. Great to have you on the show, Mark. Welcome.
Oh, Randy, it's great to be here.
Start out by telling us, where were you born? Where were you reared? Where'd you go to school? All that kind of thing.
Well, you know, in this day and age, I'm a rare one. I was born and raised right here in Texas. Born out in Andrews, Texas, and then went to SMU to college.
Ah, really? Well, I'm as anyone knows who listens to this show, I am a TCU Horned Frog, diehard purple, so I guess we'll see each other on the second weekend in September, huh?
It's going to be a great game, and I think we might give y'all a little bit more of a tussle than in years past.
We've
got a new coach, and he promises us some exciting football this year.
What brought you to the food industry, Mark?
You know, we have a saying here, you never really leave, you just show up someplace else. I actually got my start in the food business in your hometown of Fort Worth.
Ah.
I was lucky enough to go to work for Buddy Pace, who had Buddy's Supermarkets over there, and I was with them for a number of years, ended up being president, and ended up buying the company. And then when I sold that in 2003, my best friend at the time, and still is, was Rich Rudolph, and his family owned a pork rind company. He said, "Hey, what would you think about helping us make pork rinds?" And I've been doing that since 2003.
Well, we'll talk more about Rudolph Foods in the second segment, but needless to say, Rudolph Foods produces several different products, but today we're going to focus on cooking outdoors with one particular product, Southern Recipe Small Batch. Now, that's a mouthful in more ways than one. So first of all, tell us, what is Southern Recipe Small Batch?
You know, having been around since 1955, you'd have thought we would have made every kind of pork rind known to man. But about 4 years ago, we happened to be very lucky. We were with President Bush, and he poked at me and he said, "You know, I'd eat a lot more of those if the salt was lower." And it kind of struck me that, well, that might be a thing that we wanted to pay attention to, because, I mean, he's kind of a core customer. His dad, it was his favorite snack. It was like his jelly bean. It was one of the most important things to ever happen to our business, was when he came out and told the paper that he liked pork rinds.
Mm-hmm.
And so Southern Recipe Small Batch is 40% lower in salt. It's got no artificial color, no ingredients that you don't know what they are. And we really just cleaned up the ingredient statement. And then this year we've came out with baked pork rinds and some incredible flavors like blackberry habanero and sea salt and cilantro. And in the original line, there were four flavors: sea salt and cracked pepper, Korean kimchi, barbecue, spicy dill, and pineapple ancho chili. And we were just looking for flavors that people hadn't tried on a pork rind yet. And it's been going great. We did great in Houston. We're available in Kroger and HEB and Randall's. And you know, forever in our company, we've had people cooking with pork rinds. And that's one of the reasons we're so excited to be on your show today, to talk about some of the great recipes.
Well, do you guys make regular old pork rinds like my grandpa used to eat when I was a kid?
You bet. I mean, you know, pork rinds are one of the oldest snack foods, far older than potato chips, which were invented in this century in this country. Pork rinds have been around for 8,500, 9,000 years. As soon as people figured out how great the skin of a pig tasted, you know, when pig fat hits charcoal, hundreds of new compounds are made, and it's just an amazing taste experience. And so real early on, people figured out if you slow cook that pig with skin on, that crackling, man, people fight over that crackling.
Well, what's the difference between pork rinds and pork cracklings?
Well, you know, pork cracklings are made from the ham skins or the shoulder skins, and these are, you know, thicker skins, and they've got, we leave a layer of fat on, normally about a quarter of an inch. And it really gives you a different mouthfeel, a different flavor, totally. And our new honey chipotle cracklings, man, they're like meat candy. They're amazing. And then a pork rind is from the back and belly skin, and they have a far different taste. They're lighter and fluffier, and a lot of people use pork rinds for dipping. I mean, with guacamole, which is just full of good fat and good things, with hummus, with salsa. Because, you know, if you're on a low protein or a high protein, low carb diet, you can't really dip with jerky. And so if you want a chip dip experience, pork rinds are a great option.
And Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds are also gluten free. Why is that important?
Well, you know, a lot of people genetically have a predisposed to gluten intolerance, and pork rinds are gluten-free, pork rinds are trans-fat-free, pork rinds are carb-free. You know, for years and years and years, we've had a lot of people who have loved pork rinds, but, you know, really didn't talk about it. With keto dieting being so prevalent today, with paleo awareness being so prevalent today in people's lifestyle choices, it really... people are talking about pork rinds more than ever before.
Now, this is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, so we do want to concentrate on how to use Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds and cracklings in our backyard cookouts. I'll be honest with you, I've never considered using pork rinds to enhance the flavor of meat on the grill, but you guys have all sorts of ideas for us to try. So let's start with beef, and nothing says summer like a hamburger. So how do we use Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds and cracklings to spice up our backyard burgers?
Well, we have over 100 recipes at www.southernrecipesmallbatch.com or porkrinds.com, but one of our favorites is our beefy pork rind burgers. And it's real simple. You take 1.5 pounds of ground chuck or other lean ground beef. You take 1/2 cup of Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds, and you pick your flavor. If you want salt and pepper in there, that's our number one flavor. I love the Korean kimchi barbecues. I think it gives a real different kick and a real different taste to the burger. Then a large egg, just a teaspoon of Worcestershire sauce, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper. Put it all in a large bowl, mix it up good, and then make it into 4 balls. And your listeners know how to make a perfect hamburger. You make it into a ball first, squish it once, throw it on there, and then cook it to your desired heat. I like mine medium. And you're just not going to believe the difference it makes in the burger. It gives it a richer taste. And unlike using panko crumbs or other carbs, this keeps the burger completely carb-free.
Wow.
Once again, it's on our website at southernrecipesmallbatch.com.
But you've got hundreds of recipes, so give us one more.
Oh, wow. You know, my favorite is a smoked meatloaf. Have you ever smoked a meatloaf?
No, I have not. How do you do it?
Well, first of all, when I said I'm going to smoke a meatloaf, my wife says, what are you going to do, smoke eggs next? And we'll talk about that on another show, but smoked eggs are good. Well, being from Texas, we think we can smoke anything.
Of course we can.
So you understand the difference between grilling and smoking. If you can do it in less than an hour, it's not smoking.
That's right.
My wife says, why do you want to spend all day out there? Because I can. You take your same basic burger recipe and you add a couple of things. So we're going to make this a little bigger. We're going to use 3 pounds of chuck and then mix a whole cup of pork rinds in there. Once again, to your flavor, some people like hot kimchi. For this recipe, I'm going to use salt and pepper.
Wow.
Then 1 egg, 1 teaspoon of Worcestershire. Let's use a little more salt, about 1 teaspoon of salt and pepper. And then add a cup of chopped onions and a cup of green peppers. Mix it all together like you would any other meatloaf. Once again, instead of using a bread binder, we used a pork rind binder. And then what I do is I lattice it with bacon.
Mm.
And I put it on the smoker for about 45 minutes. Just get a good deep smoke ring in there, 200 to 210 on the smoker. I use a green egg, but I'm kind of lazy. I also have an offset smoker that I love. And if I'm making a lot of this, I'll use the offset. But the real secret is about an hour into the deal, I take it out, I wrap it in foil, put it in the oven, finish it off. But what I love to do is go ahead and let it sit up, bring it out the next day, slice it into 1 inch thick, re-griddle it, get it hot, put Gruyere cheese on it, serve it over with sourdough bread, It's one of the best meatloaf sandwiches you'll ever have.
You done flung a craving on me, Mark. And we've run out of time in this segment, but there's a lot more to talk about. So stick around, and we're going to discuss using small batch pork rinds and cracklings in pork next, okay?
All right.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200 or NewStarInc.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Our guest today is Mark Singleton. He's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Rudolph Food Companies up in Dallas.
We promised that we would talk more about Rudolph Foods in this segment, Mark. So give us the basics. Where are you guys based, and where do you have plants that make your products?
You know, we're so lucky. We've been around since 1955, and we were started by John and Mary Rudolph in Lima, Ohio.
Wow.
Believe it or not, John was, he saw that the pork rind industry wasn't really as big as he thought it could be, and he started the company with Mary. And it was so funny back then. Pork rinds were very simple to make. You just bought bacon rind. They made all bacon with the rind on. They would smoke the bacon. The rind got smoked then. We'd buy the rind, would cube it up, would fry it. Boom, we're in the pork rind business. Unfortunately, a cost engineer got a hold of the bacon making business and put us out of business. 1957 rolls around. They quit making bacon rind. They started taking all the skin off bacon to make the bacon faster, and we were out of business. Fortunately, Mary Rudolph was a home ec teacher, and she got in the kitchen, and she figured out how to smoke skins. She figured out a cure, and that basic methodology and that basic cure we've used ever since 1957. It's gotten a lot bigger. The machines are bigger, but the process, the basic concept, and the basic recipe is exactly the same as Mary invented in 1957.
So as I understand it, you're based in Dallas, but you guys have got plants in lots of different states: Ohio, Georgia, Mississippi, California, right here in Texas. Where in Texas?
You know, we have a plant right off Singleton Boulevard and Hampton Road in Dallas. We've been here since before that. Our first plant here was started in the 40s. We got it much later. And it was right by the Sears warehouse down there on Ross. So great. I go down there today, and our first pork rind factory here is now an artist studio.
Well, California doesn't strike us as pork rind territory. Is that just our misconception?
Oh, absolutely. Number one, any place that eats pork rinds. So, I mean, when you have the incredible consumption of pork in the Hispanic population out there, as a matter of fact, the Hispanic consumer is our number one consumer overall. They eat a ton of chicharrón. And some of our best recipe on our website are Hispanic inspired. Some tremendous recipes for, you know, if you go across the border, in a lot of cases, you don't see tortilla soup, but you see a vegetable soup with chicharrón instead. So, boy, the consumption down there is huge, and it's used in a number of recipes. One of my favorite in ours is we have a pork rind taco with a verde sauce that's just wonderful.
Well, we're talking specifically about how to incorporate Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds and cracklings into our outdoor grilling recipes. But before we do that, Rudolph Foods makes a lot more than just pork rinds. Southern Recipe, Pepe's, talk about some of those for a minute.
Mm-hmm. You know, our brand that we see a lot in Houston, that we have almost everywhere in Randall's, Kroger, and HEB, is our Southern Recipe small batch pork rind. But if you go to service C stores, convenience stores all over Houston, you'll see Southern Recipe. And within that, we've got hot, barbecue, regular. We've got cracklings, dipper cracklings, hard cracklings. And then we also have another brand in Houston called Pepe's, which has got some Hispanic-inspired flavors, habanero, jalapeno, and some other items that are tailored to a hot, you know, consumer that really likes that hot and spicy.
Well, in the first segment, we talked about how to use those pork rinds and cracklings in making a burger. Can any of these other products be used in outdoor grilling recipes like you described in the beef burgers?
Sure. Some of the cracklings make great dusting and great dipping materials. And it's one of the recipes we'll share later on. One of my favorite is our skinny dipping chicken. But one of the greatest recipes that we've got, we actually saw out at the ballpark in Arlington, which is pork on pork on pork burger.
Well, let's talk about that, Mark. This is your pork burger with pork. Now, that may sound a little repetitious, but at the same time, I think it obviously identifies what you're about to bite into. Tell us about how you use Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds and cracklings to make this pork burger with pork.
You know, and once again, you can now find pork rinds in over 30 ballparks and stadiums around the country. And so when you get those guys involved in that level of creativity, we've seen some things that even we couldn't have come up with, which is this burger. So what you do is you start by putting your onion and your bratwurst in your beer and just simmer until those brats are done and set them aside. So we need a pork brat. And, you know, down in your area, boy, I love kielbasa, great pork brat. And then just like our normal pork rind burger, you combine ground beef, about a pound of ground beef, half a teaspoon of salt, a half a teaspoon of pepper, half a cup of ground pork rinds, and mix them well into three or four patties. Now, once you grill your burgers to your desired temperature, I like mine medium, you slice the bratwurst in half, place on top of the burger, you top with your beer cooked onions, you top with your cooked bacon, you top with two pork rinds, a little Pilsner mustard, serve it on a pretzel roll, and you've got pork rinds on bacon, on bratwurst, on a pork burger. I don't think we can do any more than that. Although, I'm looking forward to football season to see what they come up with.
Well, isn't that stretching the envelope on mouth width just a little bit, Mark?
Well, you know, that's one of the best things about a burger. If you don't have to squeeze it down, you really haven't, I mean, you haven't created the guy masterpiece. It is kind of the guy effect of burgers. I mean, you've got all the pork. Number one, bacon makes everything better. Crunchy pork rinds are unbelievable on it. It gives a totally different texture. And then you add that great, great brat and a pretzel roll. I'm hungry right now. What time is it?
Well, we are most definitely carnivores on this show. So burger and brat and bacon tells you right up front that Mark is one of our people. So let me ask you this. What about cheese? No cheese on this?
You know, I don't put cheese on this, and it may come but I'm going to have to re-examine that. It wasn't on the original recipe. I've never looked at it. Now you're going to send me back to look at eight different kinds of cheese to see which one goes on here.
Yes.
I'm thinking some kind of smoked Gouda, but we'll have to play with that for sure.
Jalapeno Jack sounds pretty good to me, too.
It does. It does. And once again, I mean, you're obviously way into food, but what better a time in my lifetime? Oh, my gosh. I remember not being able to get tomatoes at a time of the year, not being able to get blueberries. To be in the food business today is so exciting. There's no ingredient we can't find. There's no concept we can't try. And with the incredible amount of information out there, the consumer is so much more into it than I've ever seen. And their contribution to our recipe set is amazing. We and all your listeners, man, if you've got a great recipe that would go with pork rinds, please contact me. Send it in. We would love to put it up on our website and try it.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So where should our listeners send these ideas for using Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds and cracklings into any dish?
Please send those to msingleton@rudolphfoods.com, or if you go to our website, we have a contact form. And this is so easy to remember, www.porkrinds.com. And we have a contact me page there. And if you send it in there, I read every piece of correspondence from every consumer. And we'll for sure pick it up. And just any comments on our product at all. Would love to hear your feedback.
Mark, how many recipes do you receive from consumers yearly?
Oh, dozens. And they're just the greatest ideas. If you really want to have some fun, go to Pinterest or Instagram and just put keto pork rinds. And just look at the amazing amount of creativity people have out there. Jalapeno poppers with pork rinds. Pork rind pancakes. No kidding. Pork rind pancakes. Pork rind tacos.
Savory and sweet. I love that idea.
Yeah.
Mark Singleton is our guest today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. And Mark, are you willing to stick around for one more segment?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to talk about using Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds and cracklings in chicken and fish. So don't go anywhere. We got some good stuff, right, Mark?
You betcha.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market. Just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com. Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
We just can't seem to get enough of pork rinds. So we're continuing our conversation now with the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Rudolph Foods Company up in Dallas. His name is Mark Singleton. Thanks for sticking around so long today, Mark. We appreciate it.
Oh, Randy, enjoying it. Love to talk about food.
One of the most intriguing discoveries we made when doing our biographical homework on Mark was the work he does as a board member with a group called St. Christopher Truckers Relief Fund. Tell us about that, Mark.
You know, I tell you what, Randy, when you're in the pork rind business, the one thing you understand is that you're shipping something pretty light, because a whole truckload of pork rinds don't weigh very much. And everything that comes to us in our plants comes by truck, and everything that goes away by truck. And as you look at how incredibly important it is these men and women are to our business, we were made aware that there's a truck driver appreciation week. And we thought, wow, that'll be fun. We'll tell the men and women that do such a great job for us, thanks. We'll give them some pork rinds and maybe a T-shirt or a hat, and we'll have a great time that week. Well, we did, and man, the response from our truck driving partners was amazing. And one of them said, hey, you know, there's a group that helps us called the St. Christopher's Fund. And we go, really? And so we looked into what they do and got real excited about it, because I don't know if you know this, Randy, but there's a huge truck driver shortage in this country. We're like 50,000 truckers light.
Yep.
In the industry. And St. Christopher's, what it does is it provides health information, healthy lifestyle education for truck drivers. And then the most important part is medical assistance to help pay their bills, to help them get back on the road. And so St. Christopher there's a group of us that are in the industry, just people who appreciate these men and women. And certainly your listeners could be one of them. You go to look to stchristopherfund.org. We do take donations. And every year during Truck Driver Appreciation Week, in the months leading up to it, Rudolph Foods gives a portion of every sale we make on every bag to the St. Christopher's Relief Fund. And we work real hard to bring attention to the incredible amount of how important this industry is to our country. Everything we buy and consume and eat and drink is on a truck. And just to say thank you to a group of people that probably don't get a lot of thank yous. So I so appreciate you bringing it up today. St. Christopher means the world to me. And I ask all of your listeners to go online and look at the St. Christopher's Fund and the great job we're doing. Once again, helping a lot of fellow Texans.
And Mark also maintains a board position on the Gridiron Great Assistance Fund. Tell us about that.
You know, everybody thinks, you look at J.J. Watts' contract, and everybody thinks that everybody in the NFL makes J.J. money. And the reality is, in the 50s and 60s and 70s, these people made very little money. They made normal money. As a matter of fact, I was at an event with Howie Long, and Howie says, you know, both of his kids make more in a week than he did in a year.
Mm-hmm.
So I became aware of Coach Dicka's Gridiron Greats Foundation through looking at being interested in some of the concussive traumatic injuries, the CTEs. And you know, we were looking at that and how we might help. And you know, what goes better at a football game than pork rinds and pigskins just go together? So we teamed up with him, and then we said, well, golly, if we could just get Pork Rind Appreciation Day nominated by the government, then we could use that as kind of our focal point for raising money for Coaches Foundation. So we got the governor to designate Super Bowl Sunday Pork Rind Appreciation Day. And every year during football season, we give a portion of all of our sales to Coach Dick and the Gridiron's Greats. And literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars go to help these guys that did so much for our entertainment. And some of the stories are amazing. You think these guys retired to a great lifestyle, but they very much need our help. Some of them have everybody knows the story of Junior Seau and his unfortunate death. And we're just really understanding all the help that we can give these guys. And the Gridiron Greats brings the Cleveland Clinic in. They bring renowned medical experts from all over the world to provide treatment, therapy, and assistance to some of the people that, once again, you and I grew up just admiring, like Rayfield Wright, like Tony Dorsett. It's just an amazing opportunity, and we at Rudolph Foods are just so proud to be associated with both groups. So important.
And Mark is also chairman of the Snack Food Association, so his credentials in the business world are obviously pretty impressive. But the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is not here to talk about business. We're here to talk about backyard grilling, and we're focusing on some creative ways to use one of Rudolph Food's products to enhance the recipes we all love to cook outdoors. So in this segment of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, we're going to talk about seafood and chicken. So we know you've got some cool ways to use Southern Recipe's small batch pork rinds into a chicken dish. So describe one for us.
Well, you know, it's funny. When we started looking at all the different reasons you should use pork rinds, one of the ones that our consumers just tell us about again and again and again is it's a way of keeping the carbs down. And most people, when they want crunch on chicken or crunch on meat, they use a breading. And that breading is flour or corn or this, that, or the other. And what we saw really early on was people were using our pork rinds as a breading. And some of our best recipes on our website at www.porkrinds.com are chicken or fish with a breading. And one of the best grill ones is so simple, and it's just so amazing. You just take one package of boneless chicken breast and two cups of mayonnaise, just regular mayonnaise. I've never used Miracle Whip, but we won't start that discussion today. it could cause bodily injury to somebody somewhere.
Yeah, wars have been started over that. You know that, Mark.
well, my wife and I, it really is a constant thing. I have to check her out. She tries to slip into Miracle Whip every once in a while. Not good.
But anyway,
we take one package of Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds. Once again, the sea, salt, and cracked pepper is what I use on this one. Then a little more salt and pepper to taste. And all we do is rub the chicken with the mayo and then sprinkle it with salt and pepper. If you're really adventurous, maybe a little cayenne pepper or spicy paprika. And then simply crush all the pork rinds in the bag and lay them in a flat dish. Then dredge and drag the coated chicken around. You know how to, your listeners know how to coat chicken. Now you've got a chicken breast with a great protein binder, great pork rind crust, and just put it on the grill, medium heat, till done. We all know that chicken, you know, takes a little longer. We've got to make sure it's grilled to the right temperature. And you always use a thermometer. You know, safe temperature is about 165. And you're just going to be amazed at the taste and the crunchiness of the chicken.
And we would assume that this would work equally well with regard to a catfish fry.
Yes.
Have you tried that before?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, pork rind battered fish, both pan fried and deep fried, are just amazing.
Which do you prefer, Mark? Do you like deep fat frying, or do you prefer using an iron skillet?
For this recipe, no. You know, it's according to how many people I got to cook for. If it's for my wife and I, I use a cast iron. If it's for a lot of people, I break out the fish fryer. It's just so much easier to feed 15, 20 people.
This has been Mark Singleton. He is the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Rudolph Foods Company, the makers of Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds, and a lot of other snack products, too. Tell us again where we can buy your product lineup here in the greater Houston area, Mark.
Southern Recipe Small Batch is available at Randall's, available at Kroger, available at HEB. And contact us. We'd love to hear what you think. In C-stores, you'll find Southern Recipe all over the Houston market.
And what about social media? You got a social media presence you'd like to plug?
Oh, absolutely. We're at Facebook.com, Southern Recipe Small Batch, Twitter.com, Southern Recipe Small Batch, and certainly Instagram.com, Southern Recipe Small Batch. We have recipes that are going out all the time. We've got cooking ideas going out all the time. Last month, we had great craft cocktail ideas and videos on how to make Manhattans and Old Fashions, and there's something happening on one of those sites all the time.
You're most assuredly one of our people, Mark. You're welcome here anytime, okay?
Randy, have a great weekend, and anything we can do, please let us know.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.